tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss lessons from the graves. Yes, valuable lessons that we can learn from the graves, from the graveyard. And as it is, visiting the graveyards should remind us of our death. And this is the second phase of our journey from one world to another world, inshallah azza wa jal. And as believers, as Muslims, we all should be prepared for it. And we are reminded of this journey that we all have to undertake, whether we like it or we don't. It's not a matter of choice, but it is inevitable that the death will come and we all have to taste it, whether willingly or unwillingly. And we don't know what will be our state, whether there will be anybody after us making isale sawab for us, making du'as for us after we pass away. So we need to really remember our death. And it is something we should not forget at any moment in our life, because death we know is certain, but when it will come, nobody knows. Perhaps it will be during this year or next year that I may not be here, and we should prepare for it before it approaches us, inshallah azza wa jalla. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to the virtues of sending salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, inshallah azza wa jal, as we have commenced our today's episode, and our topic of discussion is valuable lessons learned from the graves. In this regard, there is a narration where Allama Abu Abdullah Muhammad bin Ahmad al-Maliki al-Qurtubi rahimahullah ta'ala has narrated that a woman once visited the blessed court of Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and she requested that my young daughter has passed away. Please let me know how I can see her in my dream. He told her what to do. So this lady, she saw her young daughter who had passed away. She saw her in a dream, and but the state that she was in, she was dressed in clothing made from horrible material, and she had chains around her neck and her feet were bound together. Upon seeing that horrific scene, the mother began to tremble in fear, and she was saddened by it. The next day, she related that dream to Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, who was saddened upon hearing this about this lady's young daughter who passed away. After some time, Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali saw a girl in his dream who was sitting on a throne with a crown adorned on her head. Upon seeing him, the young girl, she said, I am the daughter of the woman who told you of my state. Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali then said, according to her, you were being punished by Allah azza wa jal. How did this transformation take place? So the girl, she replied, a person passed by the graveyard and recited salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and due to the blessings of his salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the torment from 560 graves was lifted. Subhanallah, subhanallah. A man was passing by and he recited salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And due to him sending salawat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the torment of not only her grave, she wasn't alone there. There were 560 other graves that were being inflicted by pain and sufferings. Allahu Akbar. And the torment from all those 560 graves was lifted. This is the blessings of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's inshallah azza wa jal wholeheartedly recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. There's another account. You know, from this account actually we see that so many people were forgiven because of one person's salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the next narration, it is mentioned that once Sayyidina Shaykh Ismail Hadrami rahimahullah ta'ala passed through a graveyard and he stood beside a grave and cried a lot. He was crying vigorously. Then after a short while, he spontaneously began to smile. When he was asked about that, he said, I saw that the people of this graveyard were being punished. So I began to cry and I prayed to Allah Azza wa Jal for their forgiveness. Then it was said to me, go, we have accepted your intercession regarding these people. Having said that, he indicated towards a grave which had been made in the corner and said, the woman in that grave said, O Faqih Ismail, I was a singer and a musician. Have I also been forgiven? I replied, yes, you are also from those who have been forgiven. And this was the reason why I smiled. Subhanallah. Look at the Allah-loving people. Subhanallah. The saints of Allah Azza wa Jal. The great Faqih, subhanallah, in this case. He was so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that because of his dua, all those in the graveyard were forgiven by Allah azza wa jal, subhanallah. And may Allah azza wa jal have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. Dear viewers, the status of the blessed awliya is astounding. The states of the graves are apparent for them. They are able to converse with the people of the graves. Punishment is lifted due to their supplications and requests, subhanallah. And if the people of the graves call out to them, then these blessed individuals hear them and help them. Allahu Akbar. So yes, we learn through these parables that there is salvation if we utilize the right channels. If we recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that becomes a salvation for so many graves. Allahu Akbar. And the dwellers that are in their graves, in those graves, they are pardoned. The torment is lifted up from them. Imagine what would happen if the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself comes. Allahu Akbar. Therefore the shair says, Main qabr andheri mein ghabraunga jab tanha, main qabr andheri mein ghabraunga jab tanha, imdad meri karne aajana rasulallah, roshan meri turbat ko اے نور خدا کرنا جب وقت نزا آئے دیدار عطا کرنا آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلو علی الحبیب صل اللہ تعالی علی محمد صل اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. Views, both these accounts we learn something, that one pious person was visiting the graveyard. He was passing by, so he said, why not? He stopped and recited Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other pious predecessor in the next parable that we have learnt is that he stood there and made dua for the people, for their forgiveness. And due to his dua, all were forgiven, subhanAllah, including that woman who was a musician and a singer. She was also forgiven, subhanAllah. So we should also make it a habit to visit the graveyard and see the graves of the Muslims, because this is a sunnah. It is a means of remembering the hereafter. It is a means of forgiving oneself. And it is a cause of benefit for the people of the graves. In this regard, there are beautiful sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one saying, in one hadith, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that I had prohibited you from visiting graves. Yes, there was a time. So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made note of that, that I had prohibited you from visiting graves, but now you should visit the graves, because this is a means of becoming disinclined to the world, and it reminds of the hereafter, subhanAllah. So the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself approves of it and encourages the ummah. Allahu Akbar. In the second hadith, he says, when anyone passes by a grave of someone who he knew in the world and gives salam to him, then the deceased recognizes him and replies to his salam. Subhanallah. So if when we go to the qabr and we present our salam, assalamu alaikum ya ahl al qubur, then we are not just making salam to nobody, but those that are buried there, they are aware of our salam and they respond to our salam, though we cannot hear it. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen. In the third hadith, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that whoever visits the graves of one or both of his parents every Friday, he will be forgiven and will be recorded as a pious person. Subhanallah. And it is narrated that once Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed by a graveyard and said, assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-qubur. And then after that, after paying salam, first of all, the meaning of this salam. What is the meaning of this salam? Usually we know what does salam mean. Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. Ya ahl al-qabur means, O people of the grave, peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-qubur. Peace be upon you, O people of the grave. The latest news is that, then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, after conveying salam to them, he says, the latest news is that your widows have married again. New people have settled in your houses and your inheritance has been distributed. So to say that Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was actually giving us a message through this, that the world doesn't stop for anybody. You know, there have been many people throughout the history of mankind who thought that if I am not here, how the world is going to run? Allahu Akbar. So it doesn't make a difference whether we are here or we're not here anymore. He reminded them that the latest news is that your widows, who you thought they are so devoted to you, they have married again. New people have settled in your houses. The house that we were so proud of, that we were so possessive about, my house. And what else? Your inheritance has been distributed. Our inheritance, our wealth that we had, that we used to guard with our dear life, that has been given to somebody else. And we can't do anything about it. Yes. And then once he said these words, then he heard a voice. Oh, Umar, our latest news is that we have received the return of the good deeds that we performed during our life. And we also received the benefit of the money that we spent in the path of Allah. And we have suffered loss in that which we have left in the world. Allahu Akbar. So yes, if you have done good, then we can say this, that we have received the reward of what we have done in the world. And the money that we have given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have received our return on those charities. And we will also face these regrets if we have hoarded wealth in this world and left everything here and died. And then we will also say the same. And we have suffered loss in that which we left in the world. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Look at the greatness of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Through the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jal, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to converse with the deceased. In this narration that we have just mentioned, there are numerous Madani pearls and warning and examples, especially for those who are greedy for money and wealth, and those who have built lofty palaces and mansions. The worldly home that a person makes strong and tough, and that he decorates it in the most beautiful way, will not remain with that person forever. Eventually, other people will inhabit it. People will also take control of the wealth and bank balance that he had earned with his own blood and sweat. And after death, the only wealth that will be of any use is that which was spent in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. In Surah Dukhan, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, how many gardens and springs they had left behind, and sown fields and nice houses and comforts wherein they were free from care. We did alike, and we made another people to inherit them, their things. And the heavens and the earth did not shed tears for them, nor were they given respite. Allahu Akbar. Whenever we visit the graveyard, we must stand, you know, adopt the manners and the etiquettes of visiting the graves. We have heard the accounts of the pious predecessors, including Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who visiting the graveyards and having a heartfelt conversation with the dwellers of the grave. So whenever we visit the graveyards, we must know that these people that have been buried, they have their own life going on there. We may not have the idea of how their life is after death, but there are certain etiquettes to be observed in this manner. That whenever we visit the graveyard, we must stand in such a way that our face is towards the face of the deceased and our back is towards the Qibla. Now, in this case, in this state, we must present the greeting as mentioned in Tirmidhi. Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-qubur, yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum, antum salafuna wa nahnu bil athar. Translation of this beautiful salam that we have been taught in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O people of the grave, peace be upon you. And may Allah azza wa jal pardon us all. You came before us, and we are to follow you. Same thing as a shair explains, Maut ko kisse rustagari hai, aaj tum kal hamari bari hai. Meaning, nobody can escape death. Today it was your turn. And it is addressed to the deceased. And tomorrow it will be our turn. Explaining the wisdom behind presenting greetings from the side of the grave towards the face, Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, he has said that when visiting the grave, stay in front of the face of the deceased and then advance towards his feet so that you are in front of his sight. Do not approach from the side of the grave towards the head, as this will cause the deceased to lift and turn the head for looking. We cry abundantly and supplicate, seeking forgiveness for the deceased. And this is what we should be doing. First of all, we must remember our own death. And then we must know that our loved ones, our relatives, our children, whoever, it may be your relative, it may be your loved ones, it may be your friend, it may be a pious person that you went to visit his grave. You must supplicate for them And if we are making the ziyarat of the graves of the pious people, then we must know, and we should have this wish to be buried in their proximity, inshallah, azza wa jalla, because the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers where they are pious predecessors buried in the same graveyard. If we cannot cry while we are supplicating for the deceased, for the loved ones, then at least have an expression of crying. Make your appearance seen that if you are crying, inshallah, azza wa jal. And in this manner, we get to express our sorrow, our feelings for the loved ones. At the same time, we get to plea, present our plea in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Supplicate with all your heart to forgive the deceased, your loved ones, your friends and family. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. It is better to place flowers onto a grave, because as long as these flowers will remain fresh on the grave, they will keep performing tasbih and the praise of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the heart of the deceased will stay comforting. Subhanallah. Similarly, there is no harm in placing a sheet of flowers onto the coffin of the funeral procession. Fresh and moist grass should not be taken off from the top of the grave, as mercy descends due to its tasbih and the deceased gains contentment. Furthermore, to remove the grass would be taking away the rights of the deceased. Allahu Akbar. We should remember very well that these deceased who have passed on, they are still related to us. Our relationship with them, it still remains. If your father has passed away, as a son, it is his father, your father has right over you, that you must still go and present your isale sawab, you know, present your salam. Likewise, when our loved ones pass away, they are in need of our isale sawab to present it for their benefit, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sayyidina Imam Sufyan bin Uyayna, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the mercy of Allah descends when pious people are mentioned. Who is Sayyidina Imam Sufyan bin Uyayna, radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He is a contemporary imam in the time of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he is among the students of Imam Jafar Sadiq, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Likewise is our imam, subhanallah. So he says in this saying that the mercy of Allah descends when pious people are mentioned. Now an example of this is when this is the blessings of the mention of the pious, then what would be the level of mercy descending at the place where the pious are present themselves? Subhanallah. Without doubt, the pious bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jal even emanate blessings in their graves. And the fortune of those buried near them also sparkles. In this regard, it is stated on page number 270 of a book entitled Malfuzati Ala Hazrat Subhanallah. It is the anecdotes of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, which is published by the Maktabatul Madina, the publishing wing of Dawat Islami. It is mentioned in this book that I heard, Sayyidi Allah says, I heard Hazrat Mia Sahib Qibla saying that in a particular place, a grave once opened, the grave opened, and it became possible to see the deceased. People could see the deceased grave opened on its own. And there were two rose stems that were wrapped around the deceased body. And two roses were on his nostril. His relatives, they thought that the grave had opened due to water damage. So they dug up a new grave somewhere else, apart from this graveyard. They took it to somewhere else to bury the body of this deceased somewhere else. And they placed the dead body into the new grave. Now, when they looked, after placing the deceased's dead body into the new grave, now they looked that two serpents, meaning two large snakes, were wrapped around this body and were biting its face, with their fangs. Allahu Akbar. The people were stunned to see this. And when that incident was related to someone with an enlightened heart, that how come that the same deceased, when he was buried in one graveyard, there were stems of rose stems that were wrapped around his body, and two roses were on his face. And now when we moved his body from that graveyard to somewhere else, then now there were two serpents wrapped around his body, and they were biting his face with their fangs. Allahu Akbar. So he explained, this pious predecessor, he explained the reason for this. That those very serpents were present there as well in the first graveyard where the grave opened on its own. They were present there as well. Referring to the original place of burial, they were present there as well. However, over there, this deceased has the closeness of the tomb of a friend of Allah. Meaning, in that same graveyard, there was nearby grave of a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the blessings of which the punishment turned into mercy. The snakes were there, but they turned, the punishment of the snakes turned into mercy. And those serpents took the appearance of a rose tree, and those fangs, they turn into roses. If you wish goodness, then they advise the family that if you wish goodness for this deceased, then take him back to the same graveyard and bury him there. Bury him back there. When they took him there, the same rose tree wrapped around the body of the deceased, and the same roses appeared on his face. Subhanallah. What a miracle. Allahu Akbar. So this is the blessings of being buried next to the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the case is that at the time the pious predecessors are mentioned, the mercy of Allah descends, then what would be the case when we are in the proximity, physically in the company of the pious friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Inshallah azza wa jal, the result will be very good. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend, inshallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers, we have a beautiful kalam today as well. Let's inshallah azza wa jal go and listen to the kalam, and thereafter we shall return and continue our topic of discussion. So stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulallah, ya Habiballah, ya Rasulallah. Wo jo chahe chand ko tod de, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya. Wo jo chahe chand ko tod de, wo jo chahe chand ko tod de, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya. Wo phir uske tukdon ko jod de, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya. Wo jo chahe chand ko tod de, jo ali ki asr qaza hui, to wo waqt par hi ada hui. Jo ali ki asr qaza hui, jo ali ki asr qaza hui, to wo waqt par hi ada hui, to wo waqt par hi ada hui. Chupe aftab ko mod de, chupe aftab ko mod de, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya. Wo jo chahe chand ko tod de, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya. Uske tukdon ko jod de, unhe ikhtiyar. چاند کو توڑ دیں، رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ، رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ، رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ، لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ، وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں، وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں، انہیں اختیار دیا گیا، انہیں اختیار دیا گیا، وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں، انہیں اختیار دیا گیا، وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دیں، انہیں اختیار دیا گیا، وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں، وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وما رمیت کہے خدا، وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ، وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وما رمیت کہے خدا، کہ وما رمیت کہے خدا، وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں، وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں، انہیں اختیار دیا گیا، انہیں اختیار دیا گیا، وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں، اختیار دیا گیا، وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دیں، انہیں اختیار دیا گیا، وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں، لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی، لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی، کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی، لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی، کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی، وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں، وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں، انہیں اختیار دیا گیا، انہیں اختیار دیا گیا، وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں، انہیں اختیار دیا گیا، وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دیں، انہیں اختیار دیا گیا، وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم۔ ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز، الحمدللہ وی ہیو بین ڈسکسنگ دی پیرابلز آف دوز دیٹ آر بیریڈ ان دا سائلنٹ سٹی، شہر خموشہ، اینڈ دے آر ویلیوبل لیسنز ٹو بی ایکسٹریکٹڈ from these parables. As we have just mentioned the example of this graveyard where there was a pious predecessor, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was buried there in this cemetery, and due to the blessings of this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deceased Allahu Akbar. The torment had turned into mercy, according to the statement of Sayyidina Ibn Uyayna radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he says, at the time when the pious predecessors are mentioned, the mercy of Allah descends. And how about the pious predecessors being present there, right there, physically? Allahu Akbar. Then obviously the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be distributed to all those who are in the proximity of this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And although it is without doubt permissible to bury the deceased with their own family members, if one is fortunate enough to gain burial space near any friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is wonderful. Normally it is usual, it is a usual thing to bury the deceased in the close vicinity of the relatives. Imam Ahl-Sunnah, Imam Reza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, he said that bury your deceased near pious people, because as a result of their blessings, your deceased will not be punished. Allahu Akbar. And humul qawm la yashqa bihim jalisuhum. This is such a group of people that even those who remain in their company are not deprived. It is also mentioned in the hadith, adfinu mautakum wasta qawmi salihin, meaning bury your deceased among the pious. Subhanallah. And this narration can be found in Al-Firdaus bi Masur al-Khitab. And the next parable is about a man who had a routine that he would come into a graveyard and he would sit down in the graveyard. And whenever any funeral came, he would take part in the prayer, in the funeral prayer. And in the evening, he would stand at the gate of the cemetery and make this supplication. And he would say, O people of the grave, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant you comfort. Have mercy on your poor state. Forgive your sins and accept your good deeds. Ameen. Bijahil Nabiyil Ameen. That very person narrated, the person who used to make this dua, he narrated that one evening I came home without completing my normal routine at the cemetery. Meaning he didn't do his dua that he usually would do. And then he returned without supplicating for them, without making dua for them. That day, at when the night fell and he slept at night, he saw a large number of people in his dream. He says, I saw a large number of people in my dream. And I asked them, who are you people and why have you come here? And they all said, we are the people of the graveyard. You had made it your routine that you would present a gift to us before returning home every day. And I then said, gift? What gift I used to give you? So they said, that they replied, it was a gift of supplication. It was the gift of dua. Meaning every day before he came home from the cemetery, he would make dua for the deceased. And that particular day, he never made dua. So they came to his dream and they said, where is the gift that you used to send to us every day? Then he's saying, what gift are you talking about? They said, the same gift of dua that you used to give us every day. Allahu Akbar. And then after that, he said, okay, from now I will resume the sending of this gift. Meaning I will not miss a single day without sending this gift to you. After that, that person never stopped his routine of visiting the graveyard and staying there and making dua at the end before he returned home. Subhanallah. Look at how beautiful it is. I mean, we connect to the people of the grave, to the people in the graveyard, because this will become our home one day. The current home where we stay, for how long are we going to stay there? Maybe few years, few decades, max. We can't live few centuries because we don't live for centuries, right? But when we go and the graveyard becomes our home, what duration of time will we have to spend there? Until the day of judgment, Allahu Akbar. we have to stay there. So we should rather get comfortable, paying a visit to the graveyard, forming a connection with the people of the grave. From this we learn that the deceased, they recognize those who come to their graves and they receive benefits from the supplications of the living. When the gifts of Isa alayhi sawab stop arriving, then they are aware of this and Allah Azza wa Jal gives them permission to go to homes and request for Isa alayhi sawab. Yes. On page number 650 of volume 9 of Fatawa Radwiya Sharif, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he says that it is mentioned in the books of Gharaib and Khazana that the souls of believers visit their homes every Thursday night, on the day of Eid, on the day of Ashura, and on Shab-e-Bara'at. And they stand outside their homes, the souls call out in a loud, sorrowful voice, O people of my home, O my children, O my relatives, please do us a favor and give charity with the intention of Isale Sawab for us. Allahu Akbar. With regards to the immediate blessings of Isale Sawab, Allama Ali Qari Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has quoted that Shaykh Akbar Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi Rahimahullah Ta'ala was once invited somewhere for a meal. And he saw a young man who was eating, and it was famous about this young man that he had spiritual insight and that he even had an insight into paradise and hell. As he was eating, suddenly he began to cry. Upon being asked the reason for suddenly crying like this, he said that it was because his mother was burning in the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. Shaykh Akbar Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi Rahimahullah Ta'ala then recited Kalima Tayyiba 70,000 times, and the reward of which he donated in his heart to the deceased mother of the man. Immediately, he began to smile. This young man, he began to smile afterwards. And he said that he saw his mother in paradise now. Subhanallah. So the young man could see the state of the unseen through the means of his spiritual insight. The situation of the deceased completely changed as a result of the Isale Sawab donated by His Eminence Shaykh Akbar Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. The hadith that mentions the excellence of reciting the Kalima Tayyiba 70,000 times is this hadith. It is the sayings of the noble Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that without doubt, whoever invokes La ilaha illallah 70,000 times will be forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal, and for whom it has been invoked will also be forgiven. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. So Shaykh Akbar then says that through this man's insight, I got to become aware of the authenticity of this hadith, and through this hadith, I knew the truth behind the insight of this young man that he had. Subhanallah. We too should try to read the Kalima Tayyiba 70,000 times, at least once in a lifetime. Those people whose loved ones have passed away should also recite this Kalima and present the reward to their deceased. It is not compulsory to complete this recitation of Kalima in a single sitting, but it can be completed in a small part, you know, little bit at a time. If it is recited 100 times daily, the entire amount will be completed within 2 years if you calculate. Subhanallah. So it's not really hard. It's been narrated that dreaming of a deceased person in a state in which they are angry, ill or naked, etc., indicates that that individual is afflicted with punishments. Therefore, if anyone sees a deceased Muslim in this condition, he should convey Isale Sawab for him. In this regard, there is a faith refreshing and informative piece of writing on page number 139 of the book Malfuzati Ala Hazrat, published by Maktabatul Madina, where the questioner he asks Ala Hazrat, Your Eminence, a man saw his deceased daughter in his dream in such a state that she is ill and naked, And he has seen this dream many times. He gave the answer that if the Kalima Tayyiba is recited 70,000 times with Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the beginning and at the end, and the reward is conveyed, inshallah azza wa jal, it will become the means of salvation for the reciter and the one for whom the reward is conveyed. And the reciter will receive double the reward in this case, subhanallah. If he conveys the reward of two people, he will receive triple the reward. In this way, the reward can be conveyed to millions of Muslims, even to all Muslim males and all Muslim females, for which he will be rewarded accordingly. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful mindset Sayyidi Al-Hazrat has given us, subhanallah, of reciting Kalima Tayyiba 70,000 times. And each time we convey the reward only multiplies, subhanallah. So, what a man got to lose? Inshallah, we should draw inspiration from here to do good for someone, to bring a change in someone's life. And that is after the person has passed away. Subhanallah. In the next parable, it is mentioned that a man saw his brother in a dream and asked, "What happened after you were buried into the grave?" The brother replied that a man approached me with flames of fire. And if the one who supplicated for me would not have supplicated, then he would have thrown it at me, of course. Allahu Akbar. So the supplication that we make for the deceased, it saves them from the fire, subhanallah. How effective it is. From this we learn that the deceased Muslims are benefited greatly from the supplications of the living. In this regard, it is stated on page number 382 of the book Madani Panjsura, subhanallah, Madani Treasures of Blessings, published by Maktabatul Madina, that the great Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that my ummah will enter their graves with their sins, but they will come out of their graves without sins. As their sins are forgiven by virtue of the supplications of the Muslims. Subhanallah, look at the power of dua. Allahu Akbar. Yes, if we truly make dua for those loved ones that we have lost, that have left us, and inshallah azza wa jal becomes a means for their salvation, we can also be hopeful at the same time that when we leave this dunya, there will be also people for us making dua for us, inshallah azza wa jal. Sayyidina Imam Sufyan bin Uyayna radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has said that when my father passed away, I cried bitterly. I would visit his grave every day. Then with the passage of time, I began to visit less. Yes, this is what happens. When our loved ones pass away, we go, we visit, we frequent the graveyard. And then after that, you know, the visits become less frequent. Then one day, he says that one day, my deceased father came into my dream and said, "Oh my son, why is this delay?" I asked, "Do you know of my coming, that I come there to visit you?" He replied, "Yes, why not? I am aware of it. I know of your visiting. And I have record of every visit that you made. I used to become happy on seeing you. And the deceased individuals neighboring me were also pleased by your supplication. Hence, after that dream, I began to visit the grave of my deceased father on a regular basis." It shouldn't have to come to that, right? As we were discussing, there are so many things that we can do to make Isale Sawab to the deceased. For instance, we have mentioned the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to the account that is narrated of the parable of Shaykh Akbar Muhyiddin ibn al-Arabi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, where he says, the noble hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that without doubt, whoever invokes La ilaha illallah 70,000 times will be forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal, and for whom it has been invoked will also be forgiven. Subhanallah. So what is that? If we make it a habit, inshallah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidi Al-Azza says that if you continue to do this, and the more people you forward its reward to, the more the thawab multiplies. Subhanallah. Madina, Madina. So it is very great fortune if we truly stick to it and adhere to it, inshallah Azza wa Jal. We have learned that the deceased are pleased at the visits when we visit them. Supplications and isale sawab from relatives and friends, and they are appreciated and they wait for those relatives who do not come. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the condition of the deceased is like that of a drowning person, in that he anxiously waits for the supplication of his father, mother, brother or friend to reach him. And when the supplication of anyone reaches him, then according to him, it is better than the world and everything that's in it. Allah Azza wa Jal bestows the reward gifted to the deceased by their relatives in the form of mountains. The gift of the living is to pray for the forgiveness of the deceased. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahi nabiyil ameen. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Until next time, I urge you to keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.